Hello again, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also on 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we're talking with Kyle Archbold with the JRMC Speech Therapy Services. How are you doing today, Kyle?
Great, thanks for having me in.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is this the first time you've ever been on the radio?
It is. So you'll have to forgive me if I mess up.
That's completely fine. We've had a lot of new people come onto the radio. But today you're going to be talking a little bit about what the JRMC speech therapy offers to our area.
Yes. And again, I just want to say thank you for having me out. I'm actually new to the Jamestown area, but not new to speech therapy. We got some really exciting things going on over there at the hospital in terms of therapy services. Specifically, speech therapy, we work with individuals across the age continuum. So that would be, you know, basically birth to death.
Okay.
You can think of it that way.
Okay.
And we work with a lot of different individuals that have speech, language, or swallowing difficulties.
Okay. Do you want to explain to everyone kind of what some certain impediments that it works on?
Sure, absolutely. Well, when you think of speech therapy, you can think of it as, you know, speech, language, and swallowing. Speech deficits or difficulties can be something like an articulation disorder. A really common example is, you know, a young boy or girl having trouble saying their R or L sound. We might work on that specific sound to get that established in kind of their internal vocabulary. So they can use that sound correctly when they speak. We also work on deficits of language, and that's kind of specific to individuals out there that have had a stroke or a brain injury or some other neurological deficit. And that's very individual to the person that we're working with. And speech therapy, along with all other therapy services at JRMC, really tailor their treatments and their therapy sessions to the individual.
Okay, Kyle, here's something that I just thought of. They always have this nature versus nurture. Now, are most of the deficits that you see or the impediments that you work with, are most people born with them or are they developed? Such as you said, sometimes people with strokes have those swallowing difficulties. But do you find that most of the people you treat have this disorder when they're born or that they develop it over time?
And actually, you know, that's a wonderful question, and it's very much a mixed bag. We work with a lot of individuals that have, you know, congenital birth defects, a chromosomal abnormality, very common. And we also work with, you know, a lot of individuals that have acquired these deficits or these disorders, you know, throughout their lifespan. So I can't give you an exact percentage because it's ever-changing, but I will say, you know, excellent question, but we work with folks from both areas.
Okay, perfect. So now you spoke of swallowing deficit. Now, I had to ask myself what that meant, but would you like to elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that, you know, we don't really think about. You know, when we're born, we just have that innate swallowing ability that, you know, teaches us what we're supposed to do.
Right.
But actually, you know, 1 in 4 individuals over the age of 65 will have a swallowing deficit or disorder at some point in their life. And again, that's generally the result of, you know, a stroke, a brain injury. You know, thinking about Jamestown and the region and surrounding area, you know, we got a lot of fathers, mothers, grandparents out there that have, you know, Parkinson's disease or multiple sclerosis. And individuals that have those diagnoses are very common on a speech therapy swallowing caseload as well.
Now, Kyle, what would they have to... What should a person look out for? You know, I imagine that sometimes when these people, when they have these deficits, sometimes they don't notice it until it becomes a problem. Now, what should people look out for if they, you know, if they're having problems with anything, what should they look out for? And how early should they come in to get this checked out or to start getting therapy for it?
Absolutely. Very, very good question. You know, and again, you know, every person is very different out there. So a lot of times, you know, it's the family observing changes in the individual or a family member noticing something. Gosh, Dad, you know, you're really coughing when you drink water. water, or, you know, you sound sick all the time. Mm-hmm. That might be kind of a warning sign that, you know, maybe there's a swallowing problem going on. Also, too, you know, speech works on cognition. So, you know, when I always say when, you know, you can forget what row you parked your car in, but if you forget why you parked your car there, that might be telling you or your family members that something can be going on cognitively that should warrant further evaluation.
Okay, so Kyle, where can people go if they have more info or more questions, or they want to find out more about the speech therapy that JRMC has?
Yeah, and you know, at the Therapy Center, we are there every day. Speech therapy, we are there from 8 to 4:30. If anyone has any questions regarding, you know, speech language, swallowing, or other therapy services, physical, occupational, and audiology, they can just call the Therapy Center directly, and that's 952-4800. And yeah, our lovely receptionist will get that individual connected to who they have to talk to.
Perfect. Kyle, is there anything else you wanted to mention about the speech therapy service, or anything else you wanted to say before we are done here?
You know, speech therapy has been in Jamestown for quite some time. You know, there's a lot of medical entities in the city. I myself have been affiliated with the hospital for about a month.
Okay.
So I just want to thank all those individuals in the community that have welcomed me here, and all of my lovely coworkers out there at the hospital.
Right. Yeah. Being new to the Jamestown community, but it's fantastic to have you here. It sounds like you've brought a lot of experience with you. So that's fantastic for our community then.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Kyle, thank you so much for coming onto the show today.
All right. Thanks a lot. You have a great day.
You too.